The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So greetings again. Welcome, everyone. We're back today to explore further in the five precepts. Ways to bring attention to our actions in five common realms of action. As Gil puts it in, the practice provides a mirror where we can come to know ourselves by reflecting on our actions. Come to know ourselves in the practice through our actions. Somehow, coming to know ourselves through our actions removes ourselves as actor from the middle of everything. And as we know that, that is freeing. Today, we'll focus on the third precept. Fourth precept. The commitment to support our practice by refraining from unskillful speech, harmful speech. And this is such a great area of practice. Speech being something we engage in frequently without any thought. It just happens. And as we'll see, the Buddha recommends that we think before we speak in a very specific way. Without too much more on that for the moment, let's sit together and let's do a little practice in the sitting with avoiding harmful speech and cultivating skillful speech in the meditation. I'll show you what I mean. So let's bring our eyes down, if that's comfortable, invitation to bring the eyes down partially all the way. If that works, settle into the meditation posture. And as we've done in previous days, find balance, establish balance. Between alertness and relaxation, attentive, accepting, open to what arises, alert, engaged, just enough energy to keep attention here and now, but also at ease, seeing if we can relax a little bit the tendency to express preference or push things away or bring things closer, hold on to things. As we begin to settle in, we can bring attention to the body. Sometimes it's useful to just start with the weight of the body in the chair, on the bench, on the cushion, on the floor. And then feel our way into the breathing. Right in the center of it all, there's this breathing thing happening. And we don't even need to know it as breathing or as the breath. We can just notice the rise and fall of the abdomen, the sense of stretching out, filling up, followed by the sense of settling down, expelling the breath. We can bring our attention to just one breath at a time, exploring it fully. What's it like now? Sometimes we may notice the breath feels open and free, other times tight, quivery, constricted. And our task is just to notice how things are right now. Don't have to do anything about what we notice. We're just giving this gift of attention and this soft question of what's it like right now to be here? Every time we become aware, wake up perhaps to notice that we've gotten entangled in thought, or that maybe the mind has, we can sense, is constricted, kind of narrowly focused on a particular stream of thought or spiral of thought. No problem. Nothing to get overly concerned about. And maybe just noticing that tightness, that narrowness, we can then proceed to return to the center of things, the breathing happening in the middle. Return again to the sensations of the abdomen rising and falling, the shoulders lifting, settling back down. Noticing just this breath. And today, with exploring together the fourth precept, we can bring this idea of avoiding harsh speech, unhelpful speech, unkind speech, as a way to support our practice. We can notice the speech that may accompany our meditation. When we find the mind distracted, caught up in the future, thinking about the past, thinking about other people or ourselves, how do we direct it back to the here and now of experience? Is that voice we use to guide the meditation internally, is it kind? Is it supportive? Or is it frustrated, exasperated, judging, etc.? Maybe we can just soften up a little bit around that voice and gently guide ourselves. Maybe it's like tugging on the leash of a puppy that we love, and an encouragement to return to here and now. No hurry. We're going to do this many times, over and over again. It's a natural process. The mind gets caught up on things. That's the mind's job. We depend on the mind to do that. And in the meditation, we're just adding to those capacities of mind that we've so well cultivated. We're cultivating another capacity of mind to be a little more still. The mind enjoys this too. The mind likes to be at rest, as well as being busy. So notice the voices in our heads, we might say. Notice what those voices are like. And if they're unkind or ungentle, just soften up around that a bit. Just notice that maybe it's a little painful to have that voice guide us. And perhaps we can use a gentler voice. Sometimes we can ask, whose voice is that anyway? Is that a parental voice, a caregiver's voice? The one that maybe chides us for having lost track of the breath, fallen off the breath, wandered away from the breath? A voice that hurries us back to the breath. Must return to the breath. We can be gentle there. We can develop a voice of practice, skillful speech in the meditation that gently guides us back to the breath. Maybe it's something like, oh, There's the mind again entangled with the future, planning. I like to be grateful for the mind's ability to do that. Sometimes I say thank you, appreciate it, appreciate those skills. Right now, I'm going to head back to the breath. I'm going to sit with the breath for a bit. Be gentle with the voice in the meditation. So maybe we can, in dedicating the merit of our practice today, bring forward the voice or voices we cultivate in the meditation, voices that are kind and supportive. And maybe we can, as we wish well to other beings, we can notice this voice too. Make it a central part of our practice, the voice that wishes all other beings be content, be happy, be free. These voices, this voice we develop in the meditation for guiding our own practice, our own returning to the here and now, can be a voice we share with the world. And so, in the spirit of that, the kindness, the skill that we bring to our intimate relationship with ourselves in the meditation, let's wish that other beings benefit from our practice, that all beings meet with kindness in the world, that all beings benefit from the stillness and peace that the practice offers through us. May all beings be well, be safe. May all beings live at peace. May all beings be free.